With deer plentiful, the fall hunting season is underway in virtually every Kentucky county. However, Mark Maracini with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife says that certainly wasn't the case in the 1950s.
If you want to think back to about the decade right after World War II, Kentucky had about 1,000 deer in the entire state, and most all of those were in the western part of the state. So our deer herd has grown since then.
In recent years, Maracini says the overall deer herd has hovered around 900,000. Now, through year's end, they'll be a common sight along Kentucky's roadways. Hunters are also a common sight, but Maracini says they're not the people stirring up the deer.
The real misunderstanding or misinterpretation out there among a lot of people is that they're moving because hunters go into the woods. That's not accurate. Hunters go into the woods because the deer are moving, and it's more likely that they'll have success.
It's mating season for deer. Plus, as farm fields are cleared for harvest, the animals also lose their hiding places. Les Dixon with the State Transportation Office in Manchester advises motorists not to swerve to avoid deer because it can often result in a more serious collision with oncoming traffic.
You know, stay alert to the signs of deer adjacent to the roadway, you know, that's the key, you know, because our district and every other district in the state, you know, we're hoping each family can avoid the danger and injury as a result of wildlife activity.
During 2012, state police reported more than 2,700 deer-related crashes. There were 106 injuries, but no fatalities. Dixon says Boone County in northern Kentucky led the state with 158 collisions. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.